This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I know we got multiple people.
Yeah, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, either or.
Okay. It's a whole lot of handsome, let's be honest. Back here, ahead of the Royal Rumble, here in Tampa Bay, with the one and only Brutus Creed. Brutus, thanks for a few minutes. Appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you, guys. yeah, that's the great move, right?
Yes, yeah.
You got to love that. The little cannonball off the top.
Little.
Oh, it's big.
And you know what? Let's get into that, man. You know, we talk about moveset. We talk about accolades. I hate to be cliche, but it's Royal Rumble season. Can we get this guy on the poster?
Oh, shoot.
Can we get
him on the poster? Yeah, I want right here. Why do they got numbers? Why do they got these numbers and letters? I don't want any of that.
We don't need to know the date.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess we do. But
right, right.
To be fair, man. But, you know, how do you make that transition? First of all, you guys are so athletic.
Yes.
Thank you.
I will say now, soon to be very decorated tag team champions in the future.
I hope.
I believe so. Very much so. We see your guys' relationship with Alpha Academy, but it's Rumble season, you know. And I'm not stirring the pot here, but you might have some singles goals as well. It's Rumble season, man. Does that kind of go through your mind? How do you kind of find that balance right now at this time of year?
Just balancing Rumble and everything going on.
Yeah, in terms of just like personal goals and obviously all the great stuff you're doing with the Creed.
I would just say, as long as we're progressing, we're getting better each day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as long as we keep getting better, and I feel like we have, we've shown this. And we want to do feats of strength that no one's seen before. And as long as we keep doing that stuff, that crazy things that, you know, you look and you go, I've never seen that before, but I want to relate it to something. Maybe we relate it to the Steiner brothers. And that's a very good compliment. They're Hall of Fame caliber tag team. I'm like, heck yeah, relate it to them, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Or Kurt Angle, who's an Olympic gold medalist who I looked up to. I'm like, please relate it to him. As long as you guys think we're in that category, I'm happy with that. So as long as we're progressing, getting better, and people are acknowledging that, whoa, shouldn't say acknowledge. That's Roman's thing.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. And you talk about, you know, tag teams that you look up to, performers that you look up to, but there's been a lot of historic brother tag teams.
Yeah, you got Harlem Heat, like you mentioned, the Steiner brothers.
The Hardys, the Steiners, there's so many names. Do you kind of pull influence from other tag teams, particularly brother tag teams?
Yeah, I think, you know what, that's funny. I think I definitely gravitate towards Rick Steiner a lot because he had that animalistic nature, right,
of like
being a dog, right? And like, so I like that. I do a crawl of a gorilla. I do some smashes, you know, and I'm like, dang, man, I really, you know, there's this game too that I grew up playing. I can't remember some game where I always chose Rick Steiner. He would appear.
What system do you remember?
Oh shoot, PlayStation 1.
Maybe it's WCW versus the World.
Yeah, I think it was like something like that. And they had like a cut scene before you picked them. It's like choose me type deal.
Oh, no, that's WCW Nitro.
Oh, it was Nitro. That's what it was.
Thunder.
I don't know. It looked something, and he would like do a barking noise, and I'm like, that's who I want to be. So I loved Rick. So
I love it.
Definitely gravitate toward them.
Pay attention, Braun. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just going. In the pod, man. That's all I'm gonna say. Were you a big gamer? Because we got 2K24 on.
I am a big gamer. I'm actually looking to get an arcade system, a whole cabinet and pinball machine. I'm looking at all that stuff right now. I love 2K. I grew up playing NBA 2K with my friends.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know.
Your go-to team?
Oh, I love Cleveland Cavaliers. I've always been a Cavs fan.
LeBron? Okay.
I am. I like LeBron because he won us a ring.
That's the best reason.
Fair enough. First team to come back down from 3-1.
Yes. It was huge. One of the greatest years of all time, 2016. But I'm a big gamer, yes.
I love it, man. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was around the COVID time. Were you involved in the NCAA tournament and what was going on with that?
I was. I was supposed to be involved, I guess.
I was going to say, how was navigating that to get to here, man? That must have been a little tricky. It was tricky for everyone.
You guys have made a great transition, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was 2020. I was actually ranked number one in NCAA.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Right, I just got to hype it up so everyone knows. I was, you know, undefeated and stuff. And then we get to the NCAA tournament, and I remember we were, like, wrestling on the match, just getting a feel for the arena and stadium. And then they had a coaches meeting. And then they came back from the coaches meeting, and they're like, hey, man, it's canceled. And I thought they were joking, right? Like, I'm like, no way, right? We're here.
It's canceled.
Yeah, the hotel's connected to the arena. There's no way they're canceling it. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let's go weigh in or whatever. And they're like, no, like, it's canceled. I'm like, dude, I worked so hard for this for 4 years, right? Like, so I didn't know what to do. I remember calling my brother. I was like, listen, man, they just canceled it. Like, obviously I was crying, but I act like I wasn't. And yeah. And so we're like, hey, what's the next step? Well, we knew what the next step was, right? And here we are.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, things are working out pretty great for you. I want to be respectful of your time, Bruce. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.
But before we get out of here, man, I mean, I got to ask, not to be cliche, but the goals moving forward, because some great tag teams right now, DIY, they're killing it.
Yeah,
they're really good. We're here to get a tag team title shot. Like,
yeah, yeah. Shoot, the goals? I mean, obviously the main goal is to eventually get to the Hall of Fame. That's the main goal, right?
Look at you, okay.
Yeah. But in order to do that, we got to take baby steps to get there, right?
The resume.
Exactly. So beating established, good, well-rounded tag teams is our next goal, and getting better each day. Eventually, we're going to want to hold gold, right? So.
Brutus, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate you,
my man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, man.
Good luck this weekend, man.
Guys, before we get started here on the BCP, I want to shout out our sponsors for the month of February. The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Guys, please welcome back our podcast sponsors, USDN, the United States Department of Nerds, a podcast presented by Dad Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T., found a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learned, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being for the people, by the people, and of the people. Here at USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we will always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our link for all our social media and merch. This ad is USDN podcast approved. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is
where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring PCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over 150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Guys, I want to shout out one of our favorite sponsors, BKG, Bubba John, Kim, and Gabby. This fam consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba has been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. Please welcome in our new sponsors on the BCP, Masters of Your Memories, featuring celebrity and athlete appearances, pop culture items, toys, memorabilia, and more. Be sure to check out their next event, Masters of Your Memories Autograph and Collectible Show at Rockaway Town Square here in New Jersey on March 30th, featuring the American Gladiators, members of the cast from the hit TV show The Sopranos, and so much more. Thank you, Masters of Your Memories. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. I want to thank our sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling, ahead of their Saturday, February 10th show in Staten Island, New York, featuring AEW superstar Santana, Angel Metro, Darius Carter, E-Rock, Chris Steeler, TJ Marconi, Dexter Obsidian, Tony Booz, Justin Adams, Roger Mendez, and so many more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com.